Okay. We'll learn this Taisus over here today, Daflam Vavim Beis, Dibur Maskil Kol Sheyesh Bai, and for the benefit of anybody who has seen the Taisus a very long time ago, or hasn't seen the Taisus yet, let's learn through it and see if we can make sense. It's a very, very sadistic Taisus in determining when you make a mezainis on any product that has wheat ingredient in it. This Taisus is the Taisus. It's going to be the determining factor. And unfortunately, it's very unclear what Taisus is saying. So, hence why it's very unclear what bracha you make anytime you have a mezainis. Mezainis, I think, is the most difficult bracha in Parakeet and Bracha to figure out when you make it and when you don't. From all you'll see as we go along, it's very, very, very complex. But anyway, Zok Taisus. Taisus says, Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Tamin, the Gemara said, Rav and Shmuel said, Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Tamin, Mevarach on Al-Bar Mezainis, anything that has an ingredient from Chamesh Saminim, you make a bar minim mezainis. So now, that's a very, very straightforward klal, because what the Gemara is talking about, it seems to be pretty straightforward. The Gemara is talking about that, let's say, there's a mixture which is 50-50. Let's say it's 50% flour and 50% other ingredients. And the Gemara has a question, which one is really considered to be the ikkar over here? Is it the flour that's considered the ikkar of this particular dish? Or is it the other ingredients other ikkar? And the Gemara says this is, the Gemara says that is, and the Gemara says no, the whole thing doesn't make a difference because any time you have flour, that's automatically the ikkar. That's what we could learn in the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is talking about a case when you have no other determining factor. You don't have raiv, you don't have anything else. You just have a 50-50 toss-up in between flour and other ingredients. You have no way to determine which should be the ikkar. The Gemara says, oh, I'll give you a new rule. Kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminim, that's automatically the ikkar, that's automatically the main part of this dish, and therefore it's a mezainis. You could learn the Gemara that way. That would simplify things. Then this klal of kol sheyesh b'mechamesh wouldn't be such a tremendous klal. It would be a very limited klal for that very unusual situation where you have a real 50-50, a real, you know, toss-up which one should be the ikkar, whereas perhaps for other things you would make two brachas. Here, mezainis trumps. Now, in Taisus, you see, that's not how he understood the Gemara. Kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminim b'varchon al b'arim mezainis zak Taisus, v'chein klayrich b'laz, sh'oysi mikem achomayim, oy mechalav, that is made out of flour and water or milk, b'varchon al b'arim mezainis. V'chein, kishenoysin kem achloteich pulin, if they put some flour into beans. Letech hadashim, lentils, like kreishim, something else. Or when they mix together flour with almonds that they make for someone who's sick. If it's being made in order that yusad halev, this is also very unclear what exactly that means. Yusad halev, let's assume what that means is to fill you up. Let's say fill you up. Okay? To fill you up. If they're adding kamach in order to fill you up, then you have to make a bar minim zainis. But if the flour was only added to a binding agent, you don't have to make a bar minim zainis. Rabbi Kiva comments that ainit sarach is a strange lashon. It should say, you don't make bar minim zainis. It's not like you don't have to and you have a choice. That's not the bracha. You can't. Yeah. So that's a horror. But in any case, what Taisus means to say is you don't make a bar minim zainis. Okay? So Taisus says, he talks about a few different dishes. There's klayrich, adashim, pulin, and also shkedim, shesim, l'chayla. He doesn't really clearly tell me what the ratio is in these particular mechalim, and it would seem that it does make a difference what the ratio is in these mechalim. And what he's saying is that the flour will always be considered the ikkar, and you'll make a mezainis because kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminim, you make a mezainis on it. Okay? And that's the way it's understood by the Paiskim as well, that kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminim not only takes over when it's 50-50, but kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminim also takes over when it's ripe, which means normally in a normal dish, if you had two ingredients in your dish and one was ripe, right? Let's say a very classic example. You have a fruit salad, right? You have a fruit salad and it's 60% ingredients are hadama. There's bananas, there's strawberries, there's strawberries, and there's other stuff there that are all hadama. And then their miyat, there's a couple of apples in there also, right? So the majority is adama, and the miyat is eitz. The halacha is you go basa raif. That's halacha in ikar tafel. You go basa raif. But when it comes to mezainis is better than that too. Even though the raif is everything else, since there is Hamazenis in it, Mazenis is better than Roiv also. Kol Sheyeshba trumps Roiv as well. Right? So not only does Kol Sheyeshba determine what's the Iker when it's 50-50, it's even better than the general Klal of Roiv, which usually is used to determine the Iker. No, Mazenis is better than that too. Then Taisus brings down to Gemara actually later, the Flamet Tess, that the Gemara says that if it's only used L'dabek, if the flour is only a binding agent, a good example of that is perhaps gehilte fish has flour in it just as a binding agent. Meatballs have breadcrumbs just as a binding agent. So you don't make a mezenis on meatballs, right? So, well, Twizzlers is they keep on changing every bracha sheet that comes out, but generally that's assumed to be. Because there was no meat, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm sure I said in Panovich you didn't get fleishiks from the meatloaf. Yeah. Anyway. So otherwise, in other situations, you make, if it's Ladavik, it's just the binding agent, so then it loses its chashivas. And we'll see soon why that is. But that's a Gemara, that if it's only Ladavik, it loses its chashivas. Okay, so Taiz gives us a klal here. So he says, on one hand, Kol Sheyeshba is a powerful thing. It trumps even Raiv. Even if the Raiv is everything else, Kol Sheyeshba is better. Then secondly, he says, but if it's L'davik, if it's a binding agent, then not. Fine. Then he's like this. He says, Mikol Makom, he says, Toiv L'Hachmir, L'Gamay B'Techasude. This particular dish, this Shkedim Sh'aisim L'Chayla, this unique dish that they made for a sick person that had almonds and flour, it's better to eat it T'Techasude. Why? La'achar brachas amaitzi upatam anashach. So apparently Taiz has a suffix. Taiz is not sure what bracha you should be making on these shkedim. He's not 100% sure. Should it be mezainis or should it be, I guess, ha'eitz? And therefore he says, what you should do is eat it t'chasuda. And if you eat it t'chasuda, then you're good. Then there's no bracha. Then it's covered by the hamaitzi. Bikiva Eger asks over here that ha'eitz you always make even after hamaitzi. So what does it help you to eat it t'chasuda? So good. Also akasha. So that's funny he asked that question because it could be this was the main dish. I mean, someone who was sick, maybe his main course. What?
Not all nights.
Only fruit? Makes a difference? Nuts are different? No, but what if it's your main dish? I don't know.
Maybe it's part of the suda.
Right. Okay, so in any case, well, that's a side question. Let's leave that till we get to that sugya. But for now, Taiz has a suffix, right? Taiz has some sort of a suffix about shkedim. We don't know what his suffix is. Now, what would you think his suffix is? Now, whether it's your first time or last time, what would you think offhand, Taiz the suffix over here with shkedim, right? He said, they put in the flour, halev, you make a mezainis, then Taiz has a suffix. What do you think his suffix is? Just judging from the context of Taiz was. Is it either Davik? Okay. What would you say? Think also? So, the way your understanding is that I think would be the simple reading of Taisa. You say, look, we are not 100% sure what was the point of this particular dish that was served to a chayla. We don't know exactly why it is that they're putting in the flour. They're putting it in Ladavik, or are they putting it in Kedishas Alev? Since we don't know, it's a suffix, right? Now, assuming you're right, then I would think that being that this particular dish is not really in circulation anymore, right? And I would hazard a guess that probably after Taisus was written, I don't know how much longer, these things tend to change very drastically with different locales. So I would think in the time of the Mechaber, this particular Shkedim Sh'aisim L'chayla, it wasn't in existence anymore, or certainly he didn't expect us to know what it was. So then this would be obsolete, this whole Shaila of Taisa, right? Taisa has the Shaila, what's the halach, which Kedim Shaisim L'chayla, the way you're saying it is because we don't know exactly why you're putting in the Kemach, so it's very nice when they had that particular cookbook, but nowadays we don't even know what this Michael is, this whole question is obsolete, this moot, there's not going to get anything. But how are you going to know? There's no way to know, right? How are you ever going to have that suffix? No, I'm saying, but we don't make this Michael anymore. Tell you the suffix about this particular Michael. Why is this? Why is the flour put in?
How can he have a suffix about that? If he knows what the dish is, wouldn't you always know what the purpose of?
Well, sometimes it's two kavanas, so it's not clear. I'm just saying, If it's a mitziyazdik, but let me clarify what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, if it's a very mitziyazdik question, Taisa went around and he polled all the cooks. And he said, why are you putting in flour? And 50% said ladavik, and 50% said lisa halev. So Taisa says, what should I do? Eat a techasuda, right? If that's the case, then there's absolutely no, there's no relevance past that generation. Next generation, they do something different, it's going to have a different halacha, and I would have not printed this shayla in Shulchan Aruch. If that was Taisa's shayla, right? If it was Pashat Metzi's question, he went around, he asked, he quizzed all his chefs, and this is the 50-50, couldn't come to a clarification, very similar to Twizzlers nowadays, right? Would you write in Shulchan Aruch, a Shulchan Aruch that's made for generations or will last next 400 years, would you write Twizzlers are Gewaldig, but I don't think they'll last another 400 years, right? They're going to get outmoded and they'll make some other food. No? Okay. Maybe Twizzlers are one of those things. But I think Shkedim, Shaisim, L'chaylim, I don't think it was as popular as Twizzlers, probably even in the day. So there'll be... Okay. That makes it better or worse? He's saying every time you put kemach into something... Oh, okay. Okay, no, well, it's also on this. Maybe he's also going. Shulchan Aruch actually brings it down on Shkedim. So there's other Rishonim, most of them quote this. I think they only quote it on Shkedim. What?
The problem would be about Shkedim and everything else.
Yeah, the Suffolk is only quoted on Shkedim. It seems to be that that's where that was the way, at least the Cheshvan of Taisa, that's where they understood. That's what Taisa is trying to say. Anyway, this is my Ha'ar. My Ha'ar is that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This Suffolk is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And if the suffix is the Metziyazdik suffix, it doesn't really make sense. It shouldn't have been in Shulchan Aruch. That's my question. Now, really, there's a more serious question here. The Shulchan Aruch says there are two halachas. He says, this is Siman Reish Ches. He says, Chamesh Mine Dagim, if there's Chamesh Mine Dagim, Shashalkan, you cooked it, Kachan, whatever. You grounded, you made some sort of a dish, etc. Even if you mixed in a lot of honey, more than the wheat ingredient, right? So even though it's a miut, it's not the rive, or something else, which is much more than the wheat ingredient. Good. But if you only put the wheat ingredient into the dish, to bind it, or to make it thicker, then it's batla and tashal, and you don't make a mezayinus. This is the halacha of ladavik, it's a gemara later, it's taisus, daddy paskins, no problem. Then, Siv Gimel, right afterwards he says, when they put kemach into shkedim, which is made for a chayla, if they're doing it in order to yisad halev, and if it was done ledavik, then you don't make a bar minim zainis, which stems to what he just said. So he quotes Taisa's verbatim, which is a very strange thing for Shulchan Aruch to do. Because here in Sif Beis, he gave me a halacha, and he said very clearly, if you add kamach, ledavik, it's a shahakal, or whatever the other bracha is. If not, it's a mezainis. And Siv Gimel, he says, if you're doing it for this reason, it's mezainis. If you're doing it for this reason, it's shahakal. Taiv lahachmer. Why is it taiv lahachmer? Because we don't know? Okay, fine. So if you don't know, you don't know. But what he told you, he gave you the rules, right? He gave you the guidelines. Depends what it's done for. If you don't know, then fine. So you have a suffix like everything else. Suffix brachas lahakal. Make a shahakal. Why is he saying that it's toiv lahachmer? It sounds like there is a unequivocal chumrah over here that's going to apply no matter what. So the Taz addresses this, and he learns that Taisa's suffix is something else. He says there was no question that the kemach, which was put into these shkedim, was put ladavik. That's clear. That's why it was put there. But he says this particular Michael, the majority was kemach. It was roiv kemach. It wasn't roiv shkedim. It was roiv kemach. Which means that even forgetting the regular rule of kol sheyesh bo, even if you'd go with the old-fashioned halacha of ikar and tafel, you always go with the majority. So this would be mezainis because it has a regular majority of mezainis. So it says no, but if it's ladabek, it's worse than even a regular ikar and tafel. Maybe. That's Taisa's suffix. So Tais is saying, Tais has a suffix that maybe Ladavik knocks out Roiv as well. In other words, the same way Ladavik knocks out Kol Sheyeshbay, and even though we normally have a Kol Sheyeshbay that the Mezainus is always the Iker and it always takes over, but if it's Ladavik, no, it doesn't. Likewise, even if the Kemach is the Roiv, which normally is a reason to take over and become the Iker, if it's Ladavik, it's not. And that Tais is not sure about. That is a suffix, and that's Tais' suffix. That's what Taz says. Okay, so then
does Taz come up with that because of
this problem?
Kasha?
No, he doesn't say why.
How does he know
this was Tais' suffix. I don't know. He doesn't tell me. I don't know. I'm just happy to see that it takes care of the problem. But he doesn't say where he got it from. He just says this is Menirish Hazelah Suffix Shikasva Taisus. Right, and he's more bothered by the steer in Shulchan Aruch. Actually, he's bothered like Shulchan Aruch just says it without explaining. He says the Shamayri she'em lechamishes minim roiv as bara dehim b'teilim kol shem l'davik mashen ken kasheish roiv. So the Taz wants to be mechadish halacha that even if there's roiv of chamish aminim, still l'davik knocks it out. Now, the Taz misafik right? I mean misafik after the techasut right.
So Tosaf says in the davik, it's almost something else, not this dish.
That's just funny. He's after talking about this dish. In other words, saying this we know is the davik, right?
So why would you say the im?
The im, right? The shulchan aruch, same thing, right? The lashon does not go well, and the achrayim are not very happy about this either. Well, most of the place can dispute the Taz, and they say no, ladavik does not knock out a roiv. If it's roiv, then you make him whatever the bracha of the roiv is. More than that, they say it's a highly unusual case. They say that you could have roiv wheat and it's only ladavik. This is pasha doesn't make sense. Why would you don't put in roiv wheat for the ladavik purposes? It's never like that. It's always once you have that much wheat ingredients, the flour, whatever it is, it's to give the main flavor and or michel of the particular dish. So they disagree on metzias, but they also disagree in halacha. And Mishavura doesn't even bring down the Taz, and he says in Sharetzi, and he left it out. Says in Simon Reish Ches. Sharatzian Sivkatin Yud Gimel. He says Hina Hishmatati Dibre Hataz. It left that Dibre Hataz. One thing we'll get to it in a second. Gama Shikasa Dafila and Machamesh Aminim who are right. Even if Chamesh Aminim is the right, Kivin Shabala Dabik, since it's coming for a binding agent to bottle. Hishmatative, I left it out. The inner bar, not Clark. The Yeshan Koinim, a fact for Kimizek, because many Koinim disagree. I am Mati Hudim, Magin Barim. Gamene Matze, it's also very unusual. She eaten by Kolkach Kemach, they should put in so much Kemach, Bulayi Hirak, the Dabik, Lel Machel Gaden. It will just be for a binding agent and not for food. So he left it out, whether it's not Nigeya, and whether it doesn't hold like that. So he passed his Nagy. So we're left back to where we started. Then we don't know Pshan Taisis, right? The Taz definitely had our problem, apparently, some sort of version of our problem, and he therefore learned Pshat and Taisis is talking about the Kemach as the Roiv, and that's the suffix does Ladavik knock it out, but that is only the Taz, and everybody else disagrees, so for now we have a problem. Now, I want to just address what is the question over here. This is a very interesting Achronish Hashayla. In other words, does Ladavik knock out Roiv, or does it only knock out Kol Sheyeshbay? That's the machlekes here, right? The Taz say the same way Ladavik transforms Kemach into a Tafel, likewise it'll transform the Roiv into a Tafel as well. What is the Shailah? So the question here, and this is really a good question, which you now have to keep in mind as we go further over here in the Sugyas of Mezainus, that what exactly classifies an Iker and a tuffel, and why is it that Ladavik is a problem? So we can, let me explain it this way. An Iker and a tuffel can be understood in two ways, or can be applied in two ways. You can sometimes have an Iker, generally we would consider Iker to mean a purpose, right? When you have a Michael and you want to figure out what's the Iker, what's the tuffel, we'll say, okay, what's the purpose of this food? Is the purpose this or is the purpose that, right? If you have a cake, right? And you have cream on it, right? So the purpose is the cake, you know, assuming you're older than 4 or 5 years old, right? So the purpose is the cake, and the cream is a tafel, right? Even though it's two different brachas, cream is shahakel, and cake is mezainis, forgetting about Kol Sheyesh for a minute, it's very clear what the purpose of this Michael is, right? So many often we have mixtures, which is very clear what the purpose is, and it's very clear what the tuffle is. You have a beef stew, right? So there's a lot of meat, and there's a little vegetables and other things in the stew. It's very clear. The purpose is the meat, the vegetables are a tuffle, you make a shahakal, and you might see everything, because the purpose is very clear. Now, there are two ways where purpose can be defined. Sometimes the purpose is defined because that's really the main reason why you're eating this maichel, like in the case of the beef stew. Other times, the reason why something is the purpose is because the second ingredient is just servicing the first ingredient, right? It's not there because an enhancer, it's simply servicing it. What do I mean that it's servicing it? It can be decorative. It can be giving it color, right? That's just a service. It's just giving it flavor. That's just servicing it. It's not even meant to be eaten as the food. The food is the food. And the other thing is just added for just these side purposes to enhance the food. Like in the case of the beef stew, yes, the main purpose is the beef, but the vegetables are also a purpose, right? It's your side dish. So there we say, okay, but the purpose here is the meat. That's the purpose of this stew. But in other situations, it's even much more pashut, right? Where the second ingredient is just enhancing the first ingredient, then it's very clear, right? If you add sugar to coffee, right? Sugar is enhancing coffee, right? It's not two ingredients and, okay, oh, the coffee's the ikar, right? It's just enhancing it. Salad dressing just enhances salad, right? There's no tzad, you make a shahakal on the salad dressing. It's just enhancing it, okay? So ledabek is this type of ikar and tafel, where it's a much more powerful ikar and tafel, because the when something is ledabek, that means it's just being put in to service the maichel. It's not being put in for any of its own chashivas, any of its own importance. It's just being put in as a binding agent, right? So that's why it's a super ikar tafel, a super tafel. That's what we used to call it in yeshiva, right? It's not just a regular tafel. It's not just you have an ikar and a tafel, okay, we'll figure out which one is the main one. Here, this whole thing is not here for itself. It's just to service the other thing. It's just being mishtamish to make the other thing better. So that's why it's totally, totally batal. Now, if you understand that way, so then it's very posture that you could understand the same way it knocks out Kol Sheyesh Bo, it will knock out Rav as well. If something is so defined as a tuffle, the whole purpose is just to be mishamish something else. I don't care how much of the stuff you got, it doesn't make any difference, right? It's not here for its own sake at all. It's like you have a lot of green food coloring. Even if it's Rav green food coloring, it's not gonna change the bracha. Right, so that's one way to learn, and that's the way the Taz understood. The other Achrayim understood that Ledabek is just a Svara on Kol Sheyesh Bo. And Ledabek is just a Svara that the reason why Chameshes Haminim trumps everything else is because Chameshes Haminim is so Chashuv. Now, which means is like the same way you understand in a beef stew, the beef is the main ingredient because the beef is your main course, and that's what's more Chashuv. And that's why the vegetables are a tuffle, right? So, by the same token, a wheat ingredient, especially in the time of Chazal, and likewise now also, it's a very chashuv part. That was like the main part of the meal always. The bread was always the main part of the meal. So the wheat ingredient was always the most chashuv. Whereas if it's done with davik, you've knocked off its chashivas. Because that takes away from the chashivas of wheat. When it's just being used as a binding agent, it takes away from its chashivas. But that's the whole issue of ledavik. Ledavik is just specific to the chashivas of wheat. Wheat is very chashuv. You're using a ledavik, you've destroyed whatever chashivas it has, and therefore it takes the role of every other ingredient. But it still can be considered chashiv if it's raiv. That ledavik won't affect. Right? Raiv is the ikar by the virtue of the fact that it's raiv. Ledavik is just as far that wheat has an extra special chashivas, it doesn't if it is ledavik. But it's not worse than everything else. Then it's on par with everything else. And when it's raiv, It'll be. That's the way the other Achrayim understand. The other Achrayim understand that Ledavik is just something that knocks off the special chashivas that wheat has. That wheat is always considered the ikar because it's so chashiv. Ledavik knocks that off. But then it's like everything else, and Roy is like. So, to summarize, we have a Taisis over here. Taisis gives me a rule. If something's listed halev, the Chameshes Haminim is the ikar, even though the other thing is the Roiv. If it's Ledavik, it's Shehakal. Taisis has a suffix about these Shkedim Shalim L'Chayl. This suffix is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Taz says that the suffix is because the Roiv is the Kemach, but it's for sure Ledavik, and the question is, does Ledavik knock out Roiv as well? Not only does it knock out Chameshes Haminim, that for sure knocks out, does it knock out Roiv as well? And the Taz says that's a suffik, and the other Acharim say it's no suffik, it for sure doesn't knock out Raib. Raib is still going to be the Iker. And they learn a different shot in the suffik of Taisus. But and Shulchan Aruch Mishabura doesn't quote this Taz at all. And we're explaining that the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, what is the Vard of Ladavik? Is the Pshat in Ladavik, that Ladavik is such a super tuffle, it's such a Mishamesh, such it's just there's a service to other thing that it can't become an Iker, it can never be considered the Iker, it's mamish like food coloring, and that's why even if it's Roy, we don't care. And we can apply to other things as well. Or is the Pshat in Ladavik just to take away from the Chashivas of Chamesh Aminim is Chashuv, it's very important, and therefore it's always considered to be the Iker, but not if it's Ladavik. But then we'll just go back to the regular set of rules that we have, that whatever's the majority is the Iker, and therefore they disagree with the Taz, and they say that if it is Roy, even if it's Ladavik, it'll still be sex.
You see the first part, why does the rule also trump?